Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Wild turkeys in Cambridge, Brookline, and Boston? Coyotes in our cemeteries, airports, even backyards. What do you do when the wild moves out of the woods and into the city? We'll talk to two wildlife experts about humans and beasts living together in our towns and take your calls on coyotes wherever you live in just a moment. Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. We're at 1-800-423-TALK. But first today, Governor Deval Patrick directly debated his two main challengers for the first time today. The incumbent Democrat went toe-to-toe with Republican Charlie Baker and independent state treasurer Tim Cahill on WRKO AM this morning. Green Rainbow candidate Jill Stein was not present, but WBUR political reporter Fred Tice was listening in. Hey there, Fred.
Hey, Meghna.
So, Fred, WRKO is the station of Howie Carr. It's a pretty no-holds-barred kind of AM talk radio station. So was the setting really influential in the tenor of this debate?
Oddly enough, not. It was extremely genteel and very polite, very policy-oriented. I mean, it was very lively, but it was definitely not a slugfest.
Even though the candidates were actually allowed to interrupt each other in the course of the conversation.
And that's what made it so wonderful, is that they could just step in and interrupt one another, and they sure did with great abandon. But, you know, it just stayed very civil, and it stayed largely on policy issues.
Oh, interesting. Well, let's talk about Governor Patrick first. He has actually been edging out into the lead in polls in recent weeks. So how did he fare in the debate this morning?
The governor pretty much dominated this debate. At one point, for example, Charlie Baker took him to task for taking so long to figure out what to do about the budget deficit, and he had a real zinger coming back.
The plan you've been executing is just kicking the can. We're still basically talking about a huge deficit as far into the future as we can
see. You know, Charlie, I have a lot of respect for you, but the notion that you, with your fingerprints all over the big dig financing plan, would talk to me about kicking the...
Which uses exactly the same.
So that's Governor Patrick there referring to a recent reporting on how Charlie Baker, when he was a member of the Weld administration, I believe, had a lot to do with procuring money for the big dig.
Yeah, exactly, or structuring the financing so that we ended up paying for it years down the road.
Well, much of this race to this point today has actually been a fight not so much between Baker and Patrick, but between Charlie Baker and Tim Cahill. The Republican Governors Association ran that famous series of negative ads against Cahill not that long ago, and it seems like they're trying to minimize the spoiler effect that he might have in Baker's run against Patrick. So how did Tim Cahill fare? Did he fight back this morning?
Very much so. While in general it was a pretty civil debate, the least civil of the three was Tim Cahill, and it was when he was going after Charlie Baker. There was an instance, for example, when Cahill took Baker to task for not publicizing healthcare costs when he was the head of Harvard Pilgrim. The reason this came up as an issue is that Baker was saying, hey, you know, we should be more transparent. We should have all the healthcare costs out there. I've been trying to get you guys to do this. And Cahill came back and said, well, you had an opportunity. You were head of the second largest health insurer in the state, and you did nothing about it.
If you had taken some leadership, you could have led the way.
Tim, I did lead on this issue. I've been talking about this issue now for 5 years. I supported a series of initiatives for state government. I made a bunch of proposals with Jim Roosevelt, and they all fell on deaf ears. You were in government, governor and treasurer, and you guys did nothing about it. And I made a whole series of
interesting. I mean, especially given the fact that Charlie Baker has recently released his own television ads where he talks about himself, but not really that part of his background, his time in government prior to this.
It's clear that the other two candidates, the Democrat and the now independent candidate, are really going to try to go after Charlie Baker, stick him with this idea that he's a health insurance executive. And yeah, it's not, perhaps not in his interest to emphasize that background.
Well, so is healthcare or was healthcare the big issue in this morning's debate?
It was certainly a big issue. It took up a huge chunk of the whole hour. For example, Charlie Baker tried to take the governor and the treasurer to task for the fact that here they've been in office for 4 years and they really haven't done anything to contain health care costs.
But they've had 4 years to deal with this issue and we haven't made any progress on it at all.
And you've had 10 years to deal with it, Harvard.
Hey, look, I walked into a company that was basically on the verge of bankruptcy and I turned it around.
And the state helped you turn it around.
That's true.
The state did not put one dime into that reform plan.
It was a receivership.
Yes, it was a receivership, which is, and most people thought it was going to go out of business.
Yeah,
but it didn't. We dug it out.
The state helped.
And just to note, I mean, we've been hearing from Governor Deval Patrick, Independent Tim Cahill, and Republican Charlie Baker. WRKO did not invite Green Rainbow candidate Jill Stein, as far as I understand.
They did not.
Well, last question to you, Fred. Were there any big surprises this morning?
Well, the biggest surprise to me was that at one point, Charlie Baker was criticizing Deval Patrick for the way he's been running the economy. He's been saying Massachusetts is declining relative to other states, and who should step to the governor's defense but Tim Cahill? He actually said that considering that the economy is such a mess, the governor's actually doing a pretty good job.
Did that strike you as a deliberate strategy on Cahill's part to maybe peel away some votes, even more votes from Charlie Baker?
It's not quite clear exactly how the strategy works. Yeah, it felt to me like Tim Cahill thought he could score some points with this. Clearly, he doesn't feel threatened by Governor Patrick at this point. He's just trying to elbow Charlie Baker out of second position in the race, put himself back in second position, and become the main opponent to the governor. So clearly for him, he's trying to take down Charlie Baker at this point. He really doesn't care if he says some nice things about the governor.
Well, WBUR political reporter Fred Tice catching us up on the first gubernatorial debate of the season. It happened this morning on WRKO AM. Thank you so much, Fred.
Glad to do it, Magda.